The price of oil touched another record high during trading today, $59.70 a barrel. Light sweet crude finished lower on the day at $58.90, but at close to $60 a barrel, oil prices are getting a great deal of attention. And with us to talk about where they may be headed next is Daniel Yergin. He's chair of Cambridge Energy Research Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the program. Your group has a study out today forecasting the next 5 years of oil supply and demand. And the subtitle is Tight Supply or Excess of Riches. And I guess the correct answer you find is more like excess of riches.
Yes, that we are looking at a rather large buildup in oil supply, which might seem very odd given those high prices that you talked about today. But we see this kind of very tight, precarious balance in the oil market easing as new supply comes into the system over the next couple of years.
New supply from where?
New supply from all around the world, from Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan, from offshore Angola, and from our friends to the north from Canada as they commercialize what are called their oil sands.
But what about the demand for oil? That is, if there is greater economic growth, particularly in China, might not that growth push the price up regardless of the new supply?
Well, this is what Americans have learned over the last 15 months, that what happens in China has a direct effect on what's happening to them at their experience at the gas pump. And we have had over the last year or two what we call a demand shock, that we have very strong demand led by China, but also out of the United States. And but one, you know, that China will not continue to increase its oil demand at 17% a year. Part of that had to do with shortages of electricity and using oil to make up for other energy supplies.
Yes, I read in one analysis of the market that I guess the good news for oil prices is that China will get back to burning more coal to fuel its massive
growth. We hope more cleanly.
One can hope more cleanly, but I wonder if that's good news or bad news.
Well, the other thing is that they'll be importing liquefied natural gas, LNG, and which is a more clean burning. But clearly, China and behind it are India are having an impact which hadn't been anticipated even a few years ago. A dozen years ago, China didn't import any oil. Mm-hmm.
Some of the countries you talked about producing more oil in the next few years are non-OPEC members, and I gather that's the very important place to be looking between now and 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's happening is when we see this production, the thing about the oil industry, and unlike, say, the software industry, it's long lead times. So you can go on a field-by-field basis and count what's happening. So the developments that we see over the next few years, most of them are already in process and were launched on lower price assumptions than we're seeing today.
So people who suspect that we're running out of oil, that that all the fields are drying up, you figure you've just got it wrong.
I think so. This is the fourth or fifth time when the world has been about to run out of oil. We're going to run out of oil at the end of World War I, and one of the results of that was the invention of modern Iraq. So when we look out, we don't see this peak that people talk about. We see maybe 2030, what we call an undulating plateau, a lot of growth, and then a kind of flattening.
So you've explained the future decline in oil prices very well. Explain the present to us. Now, why is oil costing $60 a barrel in that?
Because of this demand shock that we've had, and we've run right up against capacity. There's very little extra ability to produce oil, combined with refineries which are not geared. There's a disconnect between the type of oil that's being produced and that desire for high-quality diesel fuel or home heating oil. So we're caught in a period of real tightness right now, and this is about as tight an oil market as I've ever seen. But markets don't stay the same.
When would you expect to see the market changing?
I'd say 18 months. I mean, we are in a period we could have a bigger spike if two or three bad things happen in the oil market. But I think a year and a half from now, the market will look quite different than it does today.
Some analysts say a spike could go as high as $105 a barrel at this point.
Yes, we've seen that. I mean, we use ourselves $60 to $85. Of course, we're very close to $60 mm-hmm. now as the spike. If you have a conjunction of several bad things happening at the same time, we've seen that $105. But the economic consequences of that would be pretty severe. So I think it's a possibility, not a prediction.
Well, Daniel Yergin, thanks a lot for talking with us. Daniel Yergin is chair of the Cambridge Energy Research Associates, and he is also the author of The Commanding Heights, The Battle for the World Economy.